This is our rendition of, what is it again?
Stains.
Enjoy.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since I've gone Scott Mandy Page. I haven't done that in a while. It's been a while since I ate an apple because a lot of them suck ass.
It's been a while since I've gone fuck things up just like I always do.
It's been a while since I've seen Miss Love not wear a beanie, even though it's not that cold.
What's the chorus?
Been a while. Okay, wait.
And been a while again.
Thing I can't remember.
I'm just gonna read them because they're insane.
As fucked up as it all may seem, the consequences that I've rendered. I've stretched myself beyond my means. And it's been a while.
You know what's funny? He was never expecting two stoners to be sitting there laughing at those lyrics. He thought that he was exposing his soul.
He used the word rendered. You mean, you know he means.
If you read these lyrics just without knowing it was a song, I was like, wow, this is like a, you know, this is some like annals of like suicide, like call helpline of San Francisco 97. It's like, yeah, so this guy killed himself,
every
right?
Every musician, like you're just describing every musician.
It's
there.
So self-obsessed.
And you're specifically describing every musician from the late 90s.
Yeah.
That for some reason thought Creed's voice was awesome.
Creed.
What was that? Why was mumbling a good voice?
How good was Creed?
With arms right open.
Okay, just as a little FYI, I know you hate Tales from Our High School.
That's Pakistan's national anthem.
What is it? What are the lyrics?
Creed song.
Bullshit.
It's not. But like everywhere you go, it's the favorite song.
They love Creed.
Shares that you believe in love after love.
Jesus.
Yeah, for some reason, both these songs.
Shares believe in love after love is like the sort of corporate like go-to. It's like mass-produced like pop song that everyone loves. Like they play, I reckon like that played during like, when the Berlin Wall fell, that played Chernobyl, that fell, like Cold War, like every big moment there was like either Britney Spears, Cher, or like.
What song did David Hasselhoff play? Because that was the thing. When the Berlin Wall fell, David Hasselhoff was singing some song that became really famous as well.
No, the song was already famous in the West.
Oh.
He bought.
That's a burn.
And it's just so indicative of America. To have the guy from Knight Rider be like, welcome to freedom.
Baywatch?
Where we don't have talking cars, but we have movies about talking cars. Not even that shitty TV shows.
David Hasselhoff was huge in Pakistan as well. For both these shows.
He probably still is huge.
Yeah, he is. They still think he looks like the guy from Baywatch. Like, they don't know he's aged.
Well, he's huge in Germany, right? Because of his name.
I think he's the most famous person in the world.
He's definitely up there. Which is a weird thought because is there anyone less talented than a man who is, as soon as the internet is invented, as soon as it is, he was the test man for making an ass of yourself online.
Really?
Do you remember that?
The burger thing.
He just got drunk, naked, and started abusing another celebrity while eating a burger off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, now we know why he's the most famous person. He's a deserving man.
Yeah. Because he was the original Leave Britney Alone guy.
He paved the
and
way.
He gamed the internet just when it was launched. Like he knew what that shit was about.
A pioneer.
Yep. He's basically just a YouTuber roasting other YouTubers.
That's right. He's always been there.
He's the original Jake Paul.
Saw the decline of the Berlin Wall. He knew that talking cars were cool. He also knew that tits were mad a la Baywatch. And now he understands that you can have tanties and people like that as well. He's been there at all the peak moments of human decline.
It's a bit of an overstatement, but...
No, I've just been convinced he is the greatest human being to have ever lived.
Well, that's pretty cool to know that Ali's
all of those qualities are really futuristic. Talking cars, now a thing.
Was he better than, like, Aristotle?
Of course. You know what Aristotle thought? Aristotle thought that if you throw a ball, the reason why it stopped moving is because it gets tired.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
Well, he might have a point. I mean, think, you know, let's not throw that idea out the window yet.
I think Newton did it. A few you know what centuries. Would be
amazing. Oh, really? Newton?
He yeah, because Newton discovered gravity and friction.
Yeah, relativity.
Can't you picture Miss Love disproving Newton's law in the next 20 years and just proving that, no, actually, balls do get tired. gravity applies for everything else. Just balls are sentient.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I just hook up, like, L. Ron Hubbard's little e-reader machine that he used to hook up to tomatoes to, like, fucking marbles. I'm like, I'm just like... See, it hit minus three.
Yeah, spheres are not only the simplest shape on the planet, they're also the purest.
And then, like, that actualizes L. Ron Hubbard's, like, grand plan. And then, you know, some other stuff happened. And then, long story short, the Earth opens up and a giant spaceship comes up being manned by Tom Cruise. It's like, hey, Miss Lamb, get on board, buddy. I've been waiting for you.
What is that too far-fetched? We're going to kill Sally.
Fuck.
Hey, on a level... Actually, I need to ask you this, Jordan. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Top Gun Maverick?
Damn.
No.
It's coming.
I saw it.
Tell me more.
There's nothing. There's just like a Top Gun thing.
It's a teaser. And this
there
time,
has to be something.
No. And this time,
that's just a graphic.
Just going, no. There's a teaser, like a mini trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Ali, give me a shot to shot. I don't have time to look this up in the net.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna pause this, and then we're gonna watch the trailer. The audience shall do the same for all of those who haven't seen, and then we will continue here with your review.
Because this is our generation's Berlin Wall collapse.
This is the most anticipated movie. Coming in 2020. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Dude.
You take the lead on
how
this
many
one.
Oscars?
I now know why I was born. You just got to watch that film and then straight after that, cap yourself. It's not that.
It could have just...
Have you noticed?
That was an incredible trailer.
But it's the same Top Gun. Like, it's literally the same movie. And, like, I thought that... They would have at least made Tom Cruise like an admiral by now, and he would be the one, and there'd be some young gun that's like actually, and he's training him.
Do you know how happy I am?
Or he
it's
had
not?
To like come back.
Dude, I was waiting like for like the like as there was the dialogue of the guy being like it's been blah blah blah, and then but then like I was expecting them to be like and look a no name actor that Hollywood's thrown thousands and thousands of dollars behind, hoping they'll be big, but probably
the caramel
will fuck
chick
up in a week.
From MIB3.
Yeah.
We're giving her another chance.
Yeah. But like when he started going,
so
been,
much talent
like,
there.
When he started being like, you know, you've been here for this many years, I was like, maybe Hollywood hasn't completely lost its mind, and maybe they've still got some balls and some gusto. Is there a chance in hell that they've that like Tom Cruise is starring in the remake of Top Gun? Well, sure. Whatever. Like, it's amazing. It's like, dude, that ad could have, you know, when it and it did the thing that said like 2020, like just a quarter way through, if that was the ad, it would have been like magnificent.
It is.
And it's so glorious looking at Tom Cruise. And he looks exactly the same.
No, he does not.
From the 80s.
He looks like he should be retiring.
Are you kidding?
No.
Not like, from movies.
As if
from
he
just like
looks,
the fucking Air
he
Force.
Looks he looks 20 years younger than me.
Well, he's got more wrinkles than you, so.
Barely. How dude. Good is he in condition for a 50-year-old man?
Is no, he that's 50? True. Is he 50?
Hey, dude, he's probably like in his mid to late 50s by now.
I am just like,
I've never been more angry at you, Ali, than right now. Just
no,
fact
man.
That
I'm happy that this movie's coming. Yeah. I just can't believe that they.
It's the same.
You know, like
it was like a parody of
itself. Exact same movie. I thought that by now Tom Cruise wouldn't still be like you know that pilot.
Yeah, but dude, like,
you know,
like I haven't even seen the film yet, but you're already picking out plot holes.
No, because like, you know how George Bush still gets behind the Air Force. He still gets behind like an F-16. But he does it for fun because he's old. It, like, you can't have people the age of George Bush still be in the Air Force. Like, the American
Air Force. You raise a good point.
It would be a joke. But I mean, I've never, Tom Cruise is different.
Have you ever seen the original?
Yeah.
I haven't. Have you?
Of course.
I've never
seen. What are you talking about?
I've never seen
Top Gun. That movie, I know at least, I'm not even kidding. I know at least five people that joined the Air Force after watching that movie.
How's that for propaganda? I mean, it works.
I mean, they joined the Pakistani Air Force, but
so they're not
unintended.
So they're currently dead.
Yeah, so they're not with us anymore. But
it wasn't any Tom Cruises in that batch.
But like, damn, and how's
driving the same airplane? Flying the same airplane as the.
But how's that for, like, dude? I'm sorry, but like that was mad. But like, fuck it, just, you know, I've read like. Even the stuff I've gleaned from Jordan about like Americanized propaganda, it's like you can't get any more obvious than that. Yeah, it's like kicking ass in the skies. It's like,
I mean, if you want to,
you know, how good is this? How accurate is this for the bastion of the American propaganda model? Did you
Tom Cruise?
Did you know that one of Noam Chomsky's most avid critics?
Is Tom Cruise?
No, even better. Even better. It's so much better.
It's better.
You're half right. Tom Clancy.
What the hell?
Wait, who? Isn't he a writer?
Yes. That writer that you see in the airport next to Stephen King with all those books that are basically Top Gun.
Shit.
The book. He's made like
Clancy.
400 of those.
But Tom Clancy.
One of them. He's always the guy being like, I'll take you on. Come on, Chomsky, you and me, mano. I don't care if it's a debate or a buff.
Oh my god.
This guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
What the hell?
I'm dead now. Still kicking ass from beyond the grave. But I've seen so many clippets of him on YouTube just going, there's just one guy, just one Nancy boy. That guy, I'd love to
grind
get my
grave.
Noam Chomsky survives, Clancy dies. We all know who won that battle.
I mean, that's bizarre.
Clearly Tom Clancy.
Yeah. Clancy. Died a martyr.
Dude, Clancy
you know
is just
pathetic that I'm in a room where the vast majority of people in the world, if you said Noam Chomsky, they go, who?
I know.
But I said Tom Clancy and you guys go, huh?
I know. No, I knew who he was.
But like, as if people know Chomsky at this point.
Do they?
Some.
Or is it just that?
I mean, maybe not the ones in Lithgow, but.
No. Let's go.
They're
still learning their
ABCs.
Yeah, you could say.
You could say. I mean, functionally,
if you knew ABC, you would have been able to say.
they're still learning what ABC
there's
means.
There's plenty of other towns to pick on other than Lithgow. Basically, any town out of the major cities, are equally as. Like, you would get run out of town just as quickly as any of those towns, Ali. So, like, let's not just pick on Lithgow,
yeah,
you know.
All right. Armadale's
Grafton. Dubbo's a thriving monopoly.
Yeah, Dubbo.
Dude, Grafton, isn't that like, Grafton is fucked.
You can pick any regional, not even regional. Go, just hop out
Tamworth.
Of Sydney and you're screwed. Go to Campbelltown. Go to any like, outer city of, like, any metropolitan area in Australia. And it's just like, whoa. So,
yeah, you're talking about Ali's house, but anyway.
Yeah, Holsworthy's probably included.
It's true.
Probably included. I'm pretty sure that's where they filmed Top Gun Maverick.
Wait, so what's Top Gun actually about? Because all I know about it is like, the only thing I know about it is like, I envision a scene, or what I've seen, which is just a shot of a jet flying really low, and then Tom Cruise going, yeah, as it flies over. That's all I know about.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So that's the whole movie.
Actually,
right.
You know the first
no
Top
story.
Gun? Do you remember that scene? How fuck, I can't remember the exact dialogues off it, but I remember like as a kid, my jaw just dropped open when, so Tom Cruise is explaining how they've like going on this practice and he's flying his F-14 at the time.
So
and
propaganda.
Then he was, I can't remember exact dialogue, but he said something that, that the instructor or someone was just like, hey, that makes no sense. How did you even do that? Gravity, Tom, well, whatever his name was. Yeah. And then he was like, I was inverted.
What does that mean?
He was what?
He was inverted, as in he was flying the plane upside down. And that was pretty cool, man.
That is cool, but it's like, it's not GTA. That's not shit that pilots do in the Air Force. They don't fly upside down under bridges.
Well, like, not under bridges.
I did that. I used to do that in GTA. I got so bored of GTA, whichever it was, San Andreas, where I would do this thing where I would fly. I'm sure you all played it, but like where you get the jet, like the Top Gun style jet. And like I would do this thing where I would like flip it and then fly upside down. Mm. But then I would go down to like basically like the highways and like I would fly upside down under a bridge and then pull up and then so I'd go but upside down under a
thing. That
wow, what a war story.
Those were the days. It took me years.
Maverick.
Hands covered in Cheetos. Weeks of trying to get it. My mom said, get a job. I said, no, I gotta do it for my country. Is there a story to the movie?
This is the same time when like your mom couldn't find her car and you were like seriously suggesting that why don't we just take another one?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Stop not remembering your life better than I do.
That's right. Well, yeah, you're my biographer, though. You follow me around.
That's true.
Can you imagine you writing his biography?
That'd be so Miss Love's good.
Biography?
He hardly knew me.
He was saying tonight how he wish he had a like biopic diary.
No. I wish I had an archaeologist to figure out his life from 18 to 23. And I want a full report on that. And probably an archaeologist isn't the right person to go to. Anthropologist, because I'm assuming that a lot of that was very savage. There wasn't much civil about it.
What is
anthropology? You spent a lot of the time on people's couches. You're essentially a pet. You were John Savage in Brave New World.
Which one was John Savage?
The one that was like, I want to be a man, not a machine.
Oh, the savage who hung himself in the end.
Yeah.
South by southwest, by southwest, by east west, by southwest. He was swinging.
Yeah, honestly, have you read Brave New World, Ollie?
No.
Really? It's a classic, dude.
It's no Top Gun, I'll give you that.
Look, we've covered a lot there. I don't know. I still don't know what Top
Gun.
I still don't know what Top Gun's about. And yes, 18 to 20 was bad. It was basically.
Dude, what do you think it's about? It's about fighter pilots flying fighter jets.
But do they ever get into the combat? Because that sounds like a training
video.
Yeah,
that's what the movie's about, or would be about.
But they don't ever fight.
They said he's the only pilot that shot down three planes in the last 25. If you think about it, that's kind of shit. That's really shit if you think about it.
Give me the stats again.
Like those stats are shit. Three jets in the last 25 years.
So what is that? That's one every 7 years.
7-8 years.
But isn't that sort
it's more
of believable?
Than you've done, Ali. You can't talk.
But in the 80s.
Hey, there's a folk hero in Pakistan. He shot down three jets in one outing.
No, actually,
and
you're right.
Public holiday.
I mean,
because
who are we kidding here? Miss Love shot down more jets in GTA.
Oh, absolutely.
He was going under bridges, inverted.
Yeah, upside down. That shit ain't easy.
How good would it be if Tom Clancy, just before he died, was just like, tell Miss Love that he's a patriot?
I thought you were going to say, like, I need to tell Miss Love's story by Gunnett. And like crawls out of bed dying. It's like, I'm writing this great American novel that kills me. Like, my
it's about your story. Yes.
Sleeping on couches in Brighton, hooking up with Bion four chicks. God.
Each more desperate a hookup than the last and thinly veiled as an excuse not to be homeless.
Tough times.
You can come to abusing me about Warhammer in a second, but before we get into that, you have to delve me into this. Please take Ali up to speed about your very questionable time in England.
Man,
did you become a reverse convict? Tell us about it.
What?
Man, people in England have, by the way, for one of the episodes, the last one that we did, I think it was about Dome King. We tell the story when you and your girlfriend had sex 8 times, like the girl that you were hooking up with in England,
right?
8 times, and you gave like a brief description of what England is.
Yeah,
man, no one really liked that description. They're like, we're more than just that. Tell Miss Love to come back.
Do we have English fans?
Yeah, we've got a few.
No way.
Hell yeah.
Is it from London Town, is it?
I wouldn't know.
Damn.
Well, look, the point is, it's exactly how Mislav described it. I've been to your airport. I've seen horrible, horrible things.
I must have been really
that
horrible.
Really shit version of KFC. Hang your head in shame. How has the student become the master? How do Australians go anywhere on this planet and say, yeah, like, step your game up? How do we have that feel there? And
why do you hate it? What's your main points of criticism? Because I haven't been there.
It doesn't jive pretty much well with England.
Not everyone is dressed as a beef eater coming around but like, hey, this is the royal brick. It was founded in 1512 by King Arthur II. It's not the guy that took the sword out of his stone, but he twiddled a sword around like a dreidel.
Did you just do the whole pot in that voice? That made me so much happier.
England in a nutshell.
It is England in a nutshell. Well, it should be England in a nutshell. But you go and instead it's just a bunch of very desperate Hugh Grants on way less than livable wages. But they're all very charming. And you just sit there and you go, you're more educated than me. Yeah. How come you can't afford electricity?
But what about...
Isn't that England?
Just to preface...
Tell me that's very old England.
Well, just to preface, I think Jordan has some sort of...
issues?
I'm not going to say instinctual, not a bias, but you know how some people just don't necessarily gel with certain cultures? Like, I feel like Jordan is the antithesis of England. I don't think anything about England he would enjoy.
I'm going to come up with some arguments that I bet English people would come up. But what about the culture and the history?
Yeah, the history
is cool.
The culture? What culture? Dude, your national dish is a dish that Ali's people came up with. You don't have a culture.
Well, I mean...
Wait, what? Are you talking about curry?
It's like tandoori chicken or something.
It is.
Chicken masala.
Chicken masala.
I think you're right.
Sit there and tell me about culture. Fuck off.
Actually, that's
true. At least we've got veggie, mate.
Actually, that's true. My friend who lives in England told me when he first came back, he was saying, I made some, English friends, and I told them, you know what? Everywhere I go, I like to try local cuisine. Take me somewhere that's quintessentially English. And they took him to a doner kebab shop.
Really?
And apparently he was saying that
that's bizarre.
There's not much English cuisine out there.
No, they're right.
Well, I guess
that shepherd's pie cuisine shit. Deep frying a sausage, I guess so.
No, look.
No, fish and chips.
Yeah,
fish what about that?
Ah, they got us there. They deep fried another piece of
meat. I mean, look, okay, I don't want to play the SBS food snob, but
while pouring yourself a Pinot Noir.
can we say it?
And saying, oh, very good vintage.
And Cusco, because it's $16, I'm saying, hold on a minute, this isn't just any drop
of
wine.
Is it?
This is 17? Proper wine.
Yeah. That's a good drop. Don't pretend you're not a food critic on SBS.
Yeah, okay.
Referring to wine as drops.
I didn't say that.
He just doesn't
that.
Fit the image. Like, things about him are becoming more and more champagne liberal. But when you look at him, you realize that this man is really just meant for a Louisiana swamp.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know what he's doing here.
That is.
But you can't be sipping Pinot Noir in a swamp.
I know. Well, you can. It's French. The bayou's French. So a bit of French wine doesn't hurt.
It's really weird that all that goes
into
Islam.
But then you have to add mac and cheese in it as well.
Is really puncy French aristocrat food. No, that is actually how it works, I guess, because that is Louisiana in a nutshell. French influence, but out comes hillbilly yuck yuck.
Yeah.
Look at him.
But now the
have
crucial,
you ever bathed in your life? I don't know.
No.
Now the crucial legal question here is, do they like brioche buns or not? Because if they do... Scrap that. We need to find a different place on the map for Miss Love.
No,
I belong there.
No, he'll force them to adapt.
I've got my ways.
200 years of culture out the window.
What
because
other?
He knows some vaguely amusing Instagram pages.
Catatonic youths, shout out.
So how are you defending England?
Well, can I just ask, what other arguments do they have pro? What did I say?
You just said, I don't want to be an SBS guy, but...
Oh.
And then we just told you that you will never be an SBS.
Well, I was going to say, I don't want to be that guy, but England does have a rich history of
of a food culture, you know, well-cooked fish, herrings, homemade pies. Some of it might be trivialized and done badly, but some of it...
Having said that, it's like probably my least favorite
Christian
food.
Heritage.
Yeah, that. I mean, I it's not my favorite food, but like... I think the problem with English food is it's been bastardized so much. So instead of being like, look, here's fish and chips, just get, instead of doing this, instead of being like, and look, Aussies probably do it too, but instead of being like, here's like a good fish I caught, I'm going to lightly batter it in beer and flour and like fry it with some like good potatoes. Instead of that, it's just like,
whiting, it's been in the freezer for 10 days, chuck it in, don't dethaw it, just chuck it straight in, fucking old fucking chips that's like oil that's 10 fucking days old.
So right, that voice.
That is what
you fucks can't me. Be a British chef unless you smoke 2 packs a day minimum, yeah?
Did you say yeah at the end?
Yeah. And of course you have to, yeah is just a full stop. We verbalise our full stops, yeah?
I mean, this
yeah,
is
but a- we, but Australians do that shit all the time as well.
No, they do, like, but
yeah,
like.
Yeah, nah, yeah. What the fuck's that about? That's basically the same shit.
That is what's called a cultural stereotype, Ollie.
I mean, I think the more indicative question is like, boom, straight back to Fox News. Their own culture is disappearing. There's towns like Luton now that are 50% Muslim where Christian symbols are banned.
You know, I was wondering how this conversation lasted on England for longer than 20 seconds without
Miss Love coming up at that. I was amazed.
a new personal best.
I had a stopwatch on the whole time and I was like, ooh, so close, 18 minutes.
I don't know if this is a personal best or if this shows that Miss Love, like Tom Cruise, is getting a bit sloppy in his old age.
Miss Love, I thought that you were ceasing to become some kind of a racist.
Oh, is that an attempt at my dad?
Yeah. Why did he sound more French? On point about his accent than we are?
Really?
Your dad's actually French. You never knew that.
Right.
Miss Love.
And here's an even bigger twist. Ali is your dad.
Have you ever felt like this? Yeah, look, shout out to
anyway,
our England
back
fans.
To making fun of Packies in England.
No, shout out to our England fans because like, in its defense, I loved Brighton. It's an awesome, because Brighton is just Australia light in England. It's a beach town. It's like, you know, has the best weather in England. It has the best food. All the coffee shops are just Aussie. Just Aussies are in there. So you're like, oh, hey. Expecting some voice. It's like, how's it going, mate? Would you like a cappuccino or a flat white? It's just Australia in England. And like,
so if you
wait,
go
so
to-
you like Brighton? Because I actually, Brighton- one of my friends is just in Brighton and she was sending me all these pictures and was saying you'd love it. And I was paying her out. I was like, dude, well, if it's England, I'd probably hate it.
It's awesome. I lived there for 6 months in dubious circumstances, but it was mad.
What
like,
do you mean dubious
so
circumstances?
So is Neighbours just the Truman Show of Brighton?
Maybe. Well, their beaches are exclusively filled with pebbles. They don't know what sand is. That's really...
But like, wait, what do you mean?
Like, I'm not exaggerating.
Well, Neighbours doesn't have any beaches.
Really?
It's Brighton.
Oh,
so.
I'm thinking of Home and Away. Holy shit. Yeah. Neighbours is just shot in Brighton, fact. And
there's no actors.
Toady, he lives there.
Toady is a real man, yeah. All right.
Wait, are you saying Neighbours is also filmed in England? Because I thought it was only watched there.
No, it's filmed
damn,
in Melbourne.
Damn, Ali. Sometimes I forget that you're an import to this country. But moments like that.
He's joking, but he might as well. Like, he's kidding.
No, but it is. It's from Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
look
quintessential
at it. It's
Melbourne.
Got, yeah. Like, even though it's aimed at British mingers, they still can't stop themselves from hiring Robert Mills.
Who's Robert Mills?
Remember Millsy?
No.
He fingered Paris Hilton, maybe.
Oh.
Such unfounded slander.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not slander. Good
is this
name.
The same,
the
is this the same
is
person
of him.
That has claimed to fist Kesha?
No, that's
every man and his dog knows someone that's hooked up with Kesha. But you know what?
And like, they know someone who's pissed on Tony Abbott's daughter. But anyway, moving on.
Let's just what? Leave that.
Oh, we
leave,
went there.
We're going to leave that accusation out there.
Yeah,
and
we
not
can't
touch
do that.
That's
way too raw, but it's also true.
It is true.
Why are we? This isn't like some. This isn't the project. Like, there's a few people that listen to this. I want to know more about who pissed on Tony Abbott.
You told me the other day there's more than a few people that listen to this. I don't want to go any further into this. All right, please. this is the first time I felt nervous on this podcast. But keep going.
What was I going to say?
Was it Scott Morrison?
No. God, that's a fuck thing to say.
Jesus.
I would be really interested.
I think this is the first time this pod's ever had dead air.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because George's... what, the cat's got your tongue, eh?
I think it would...
You could describe it like that, but that would be like such a euphemism for the case.
I think it'd be interesting to hear people's English people's opinion on England. Because like this is a bit of a segue, but so I've fallen in the den. I don't have many terrible addictions. Like I don't watch a lot of trash, but Holly got me hooked on fucking Love Island. And
don't pretend that someone has to get you hooked on Love Island. Well, you got yourself hooked on Love Island. Well, you even got Jordan hooked on Love Island. Like this man who only researches media bias for the last 18 years. I go to Lithgow and he's like, man, have you checked Love Island's new
episode? That's true. Like, shut up. It's 7 o'clock.
No.
I didn't all voluntarily.
All he did was take out his dogs, came back, watched Love Island over and over again.
Well, I didn't voluntarily start
watching. That was 2 months of my life. And you know what, Ali? I don't regret a second of it.
Of course, you don't. You, the girls, and Miss Love were so into Love. I felt so left out in that situation because I was like,
yeah, you're jealous.
I didn't know who the characters were.
You're jealous.
Characters.
It's not neighbors.
Generous.
Because you knew who was about to have sex with someone even before they had it.
That's a fan, all right?
Yeah, look, Ali, if you don't want to spend your time on useful things like watching Love Island on a digital network, that's your problem.
And yeah. I had a conversation with Jordan. I was like, Jordan, you're watching fucking Love Island. Like, you're the most productive person I know. Can you not do this? And he's like, No, it's like, it's mimicking the natural world. I'm learning so much from this.
No, it's
pathetic that I have to watch absolute morons like David Attenborough watches chimps.
Yeah, chimps. It is chimps. You watch it and it's like, yeah, we are chimps. We have, you know, our hand is like, has the same amount of bones, the same structure as a whale's fin. Like, we're just chimps. We're just chimps.
What the?
I just read that, so that's a fact.
No, but it makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know what you said.
Because
evolution is real.
You're too far ahead of me. You know what I feel like? Wow. I feel like, man, the scientific community in the 1890s and you're Charles Darwin.
That's
way too far.
Has Elon Musk already hooked you up with this chip? Why is he so much more advanced than us?
Because I don't know how he's doing it.
I don't either.
It's really odd how Mislav's brain, in some ways, is as developed as an amoeba. But in other ways,
he's
AI. I don't get this mesh. You are a cyborg. I know what it is. He's just a really crap prototype of RoboCop.
Yeah, that's probably pretty fair.
Yeah, small wonder.
I'm watching Love Island UK, and one thing I will say that's cool about England, and some people see it as a negative, but I kind of like how in this little proxy island, there's like, I don't know, 50 different languages and dialects, and there is this sort of class system and like, you know, including Wales and Ireland and Scotland, like there's a variety, a genuine variety of, from like even the Scotland versus Brighton, the southernmost tip and the northernmost tip of like the UK, they are speaking different fucking languages. They can't understand each other. And like, that's kind of cool. Whereas you travel from Sydney to Perth and then you go to Sydney and be like, how's it going? You go to Perth, it's like, how'd you go, mate? It's like,
yeah, but you know, so you know why? Like, Australia was the same. If you travel from Sydney to Perth, literally 400, 500 years ago, you would have completely different languages.
What? Oh, like the Aboriginals and shit.
Yeah, because so Europe is in its natural state in the sense that people are living there.
No,
the way
I understand.
They were living
there. I understand.
So over, even in Australia,
yeah, I understand.
If it was the natural state, because the thing is, like, people from England just like colonized the entire area, so their language was the same. So all they could do was accent. But could
Aboriginals from New South Wales understand people from WA?
I don't think so
at all.
Apparently not.
No, I don't think so.
Mutually unintelligible.
Have you seen the map of Australia with all the? It's like all the sort of different. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, that's kind of like, it's so retarded that like this is what I glean from my viewing of Love Island UK. But it's like, well, for the very least, it makes the drama and banter more fucking hectic. Yeah, like, it's just funny to hear the wide range of accents.
But who picks up the most puss out of those accents?
You know what's funny? It's got nothing to do with the accents. It's all banter. Yeah, banter.
Steel.
Banter. Yeah.
What is it with people with Anglo blood and loving the word banter?
No,
I don't understand it.
It's not.
I hate that word.
Wait, so why?
It's my
why
most hated
think,
word in
why
this
Why do you
language.
Think banter? Because like banter is basically a way chat. Of judging where you stand socially, right? So it's a very important function.
What?
You're looking too deeply into
but
that
word. What is banter? Banter
no, but I
is...
bet you Noam Chomsky's on 10 lectures on, well, banter is a very important thing, especially when you're trying to get minger ash. It's...
Dude, it's not just Anglos. There's like Africans,
shows...
whole bunch of people in it, like different races in the show. It's not
but
just
they're
Anglos.
All British mingers, aren't they?
Are they 50%
oh, yeah.
Muslim?
Yeah, they're all... they're all like taught like this. You said Anglo blood.
Damn, I didn't realize that I was getting interviewed by Tucker Carlson. stop trying to bum me out here, man.
Anyway.
All right, can we move on to something a little more substantive? Or do you have
the whole
more-
show's about Love Island. I don't want anything else. Anyway, so there's this guy called Anton, yeah? And he's got,
Jesus.
He's got a lot
like,
of trouble.
Honestly, Miss Love. You know how much I hate SJWs, but that is some serious man spreading.
Oh, sorry.
No, keep it going. There's no apologies here, but that is incredible. That was Circus Du Soleil level man spreading. How did you do that much? How is that comfortable?
How
you were
you
doing the split.
I did, that was really comfortable. I don't know, dude. God, I've been in Lithgow too long.
Like, if the whole concept of band spreading is to free the balls, like you could not make your balls any freer than that. It was just dangling off a stick.
I've been in Lithgow too long. It's like the wider your legs, the more free you are. I'm just like, very free.
It's undeniable.
Ultimate freedom.
Sorry,
mate.
But you have more enlightening things to tell us about.
Well, I want to. Have you checked out that video on way more substantive? Have you checked out that video on YouTube that's gone viral?
What is it?
Elon Musk's presentation on putting chips into human brains. Now.
No.
So apparently he's now launching it as like a commercial thing, and he's got like the prototypes ready. So what it does
I thought
is
he was like anti AI.
No, he's not anti-AI.
Shit,
he's just like, he's got like some valid concerns.
Right, okay. Go on.
So basically, like, this is an old concept. Remember like Zeitgeist 2? They said that the same thing is going to eventually happen. Where like they, so they put these really tiny microchips in your brain.
Right, yeah.
And what it does is it performs certain functions that your brain would not be able to. So for example, if you can't see, it will mimic certain things in your brain so that you can see, or if your hand doesn't work, if you're paralyzed, then like you can just like sort of command your hand to pick up shit.
So and if you haven't got a girlfriend, it'll make one appear from your
hand. It'll just jerk you off. Yeah, like if you don't have a girlfriend, it'll just go straight up. Just
like a hologram.
Yeah. Or
he hatched deaf. Anyway, go on.
No, but like so that's the whole thing, and people are going crazy. We're like, oh my god, we're there.
Yeah,
like the world has changed.
Right.
I remember like Slavoj Žižek going to China and hanging out with these Chinese scientists who were working on the same thing. Because like, there's a lot of people like Elon Musk is just like he's good at marketing and shit. But like most of the companies, AI is trying to do that has been trying to do it for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So. Slavoj Žižek was saying like he was hanging out with these Chinese guys.
Who's Slavoj? Just quickly,
he's a Slovenian philosopher who's
right.
Really, he's an intellectual of the dark web as well. He had a debate.
Can you imagine this? That makes so much sense that he'd just be hanging out with Chinese guys. End quote. His life would be how Louis C.K. imagined his life in his show C.K., where it would just always end with really absurd endings, where he'd try and meet his dad, but instead he'd go to China. That is Žižek.
Yeah, dude, and he does live in like a Louis C.K. sort of an apartment too. As soon as you open the apartment, there's a massive picture of Stalin, and then like
no
whoever,
way.
Yeah, he's got like a massive picture of Stalin. Like if you ask him why is that there, are you a fan? He's like, no, I hate him, but like I just
that's
like to.
That's like Jordan Peterson. His house is covered in like Cold War and like. USSR paintings.
No, but Slavoj Žižek just wants to fuck with you. So he wants to see your face when you look at that picture of Stalin in the house.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, so he was saying that while he was hanging out with these Chinese dudes, quote unquote, these scientists, they were explaining to him like how this works, right? And Slavoj Žižek asked them that, okay, so if you can send messages from your brain into this robot by just thinking it. How do you do it? They're like, it's almost like, so they're saying like, but we're by putting in whatever these, this microchip, yeah, we're almost making a door so we can allow data to travel from your brain into something else, right? And then Slovoy was saying that, okay, so if that door is there, can data go from the robot into the human brain? And they were like, yeah, potentially, yes. And it was like, okay, if we were to do it, how would the human brain react to it? Like, would the human brain know that this is alien data? How would we make sense of that? Mm. And the Chinese, and this is, mind you, 7 years ago, the Chinese scientist said that it'll just be like, you'll think that you thought of it yourself. Right.
Is that dangerous?
Dude, that's fucking dangerous. What do you think, Miss
Love? Yes.
That's scary. That's straight up like Inception.
Yeah, it is. It is Inception.
So, like, I can make you potentially.
Yeah, because you believe.
If I control the technology, I can make you kill Jordan.
It's basically.
And then you go to the police station and say that I killed Jordan because I really wanted to.
It's basically Ghost in the Shell, where it's like, my wife and kids. It's like, do you have any memories meeting them? It's like, of course. Of course. It's like, it was implanted. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Whoa, man. So that's happening.
Ali, I don't know how you've done this. You created two huge pauses on the podcast. I can't. Even just hearing that completely wipes the data in your brain. Just the idea of that. It just goes clean slate. Just being like, okay, we're ready for Windows XP now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, here's the more tricky thing. You take that piece of knowledge and then you also think about the fact that within the next 30 years, with automation, most of the population is going to be useless.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to that population?
Matrix batteries.
Matrix, baby.
Jesus.
And if you think about it, Instagram, social media is already a prototype of it. We're already living in this universe, right? That is not the actual universe.
Because it's like fabricated.
So if usually when you get up, like most people nowadays would go on their Instagram and they would go into this alternate universe, right?
Yeah.
Forgetting that they're in some shitty apartment, whatever, right? Yeah. Now imagine if like your phone batteries really never ran out and you just permanently went into that apartment.
Yeah.
It would be so much better for you because your actual reality
sucks.
Would be the worst thing you can ever imagine.
It's the Matrix. Like,
you're tripping me out too much.
Yeah, it's the Matrix. Don't keep going. Wake him.
I can't handle being woke anymore. This pod's too scary now. No. I don't want to do this.
No, but like, I've got to. But what if I give you a
solution? Can't we just watch American Pickers?
I want to play Potato.
What if I give you a solution to this problem?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
What?
Universal Bethic Income.
Close, but not there yet.
Yeah, exactly. Bitcoin.
Yeah, no. Universal. So this is actually... No, you're going to say like this. Bitcoin. What if, Jordan, what if we take... So what we know is the problem with like making... So the consensus is that you need to make like proactive policies, right? So you need to predict what the problem will be and make policies now in order to combat it later.
Yeah, good luck with that under Scott Morrison. No,
but the problem is that you don't know what the problems are going to be because it actually hasn't happened yet. There's infinite possibilities. We don't know how exactly it'll work out.
You're fucking Morpheus right now. Keep going.
But here's one way we can counter this. What we do know is that, and I think there will be a consensus for this in this room, that whoever controls these technologies, right, will make a shitload of money. Mm. True or false?
False.
Why?
Because everyone will realize that they're naughty.
If naughty, you say false naughty. To that, then I'm tapping out because I don't have any solution.
Are you going to say it should be in the public domain, the government?
No. What I'm saying is like what we do now is because they're potentially going to make a lot more money, right?
Yes.
So what we do now is that 15% of all shares in tech firms are publicly owned and they go into a fund. Just like the fund that Norway has for its oil revenue, you make a fund of that, and that fund is used on people. So what I'm saying is it's not going to solve the Matrix problem. What it will do is that... So in the Matrix, the problem was that the actual reality, the red pill reality was so shit that even if you told most people that you can live in this and you can come, they would rather choose Matrix itself.
Right.
But if you make the actual reality significantly better than what is it is going to be with these publicly owned shares, then you can somehow... So then I think it's, right. it'll just be a little better in the sense that you can choose to be in the Matrix, but even if you don't, even if you take the red pill, your life isn't horrible.
Yeah. But that's not a simple solution. That's basically saying, like, I agree with you, but that's basically saying, like, let's try to do the right thing. Let's try to make a like decent healthcare, decent income, or a universal income, some sort of standard where we can survive in an automated world. But like, they're not, unfortunately, there's no, like, I wouldn't say the simple answers. Scarily,
this is what's scary will
that
about
happen?
This.
The scary thing, no. What the scary thing is that probably won't happen. Because
no,
even
but like,
now,
but what I'm saying
I wish
is,
it would.
No, well, we.
It's a good idea.
I understand that it's a very difficult thing to do.
It's a good idea.
But what I'm saying is that the alternate to that is, the altered reality to that is very bleak.
Totally.
Like you know, it's one of those points, and sooner or later, most people are going to realize it. Because here's the problem. It's not as simple the other way too. This whole Matrix thing, and this was like, I think I've mentioned this pod, I've mentioned this on the pod before as well, because the economic structure in such a world would collapse itself as well. Because what's going to happen is that, okay, so if you can make robots make all the iPhones, right? The problem is robots don't buy iPhones. Yeah. So who's going to be buying all of that shit when most of the people
you do need
are going to
income.
Be in the fucking Matrix, right?
Yeah.
So they need you need in order for these tech companies to be able to make money, you need people like us to be able to buy the goods and services.
No, you know what's so
gross?
We're just going to go into that Matrix and then we're just going to all open up small businesses in there. There'll just be a Supre in there and everyone will just be like, yeah, but I look like the chick from The Sims. I like it better in here. That'll be it. It'll just be the game. What was a Second Life? It'll just be a slightly less shit version of that.
Jeez. Yeah, but
and
like,
that'll be
but
the new
ruling
economy.
Elite, or the let's say the pupils of Elysium would require a lot. So they would need food. They would need multiple levels of services for themselves as well, right?
And you just need a nutrient pack if you just constantly. In some laser universe.
Actually, you know what? There's one problem to this. So what I'm talking about is in obviously in the future, but not in too distant of a future. Because in too distant of a future, and most scientists will tell you this, that we would just be able to make anything that we want at command. Like we'll be able to organize molecules in a way that we'll be able to find. So like food, for instance,
like
wouldn't be a
printing?
Problem at all. Like it's like 3D printing.
Right.
But so because
Jesus.
So like if you look at a
how
banana
many barbecues
or something,
are
right?
gonna be made. So many Brazilians in the world.
Whatever the hell you want. Because if you look at a banana, even though it's an organic
it's
consumable thing, all of the elements that comprise within a banana are abundantly available all around us.
Yeah, yeah. It's just manipulate.
It's just it's manipulation of that.
So you run out of atoms, don't you? But I suppose there's a lot of
atoms. No, but like there's a lot
the
of them, right?
It's atoms.
Like, I mean, it's like saying like you so you may run out of oil or fossil fuels too, but
atoms is a lot scarier of running out of than oil.
You can run out of atoms?
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, but like you
there's
you
lots
can't.
Of them.
Why can't you?
Most of the things that even we are made of we're mostly made of carbon. Molecules, right? And carbon molecules is the most abundant type of element in the universe.
Right.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that you won't run out of atoms. There's a fuckload of them.
Yeah, but what if we make a fuckload of people? Then you would eventually run out
like
of atoms. And on top of that, there's just going to be so
many
greedy
people. We won't even reach that
people.
Level because I remember I was telling you about this study that I read about population booms. So according to this one guy who spent like the last 20 years... there's a whole theory of his, but like the point, the crux of that theory was that we will never go over 11 billion people.
Yeah, I think Jordan
there's
told me
no
about
possibility.
This. Isn't it just
a scary amount of people? But and why does he say? Why does he just go and say that at that point?
What?
It's a bell curve, right? It's a graph. It's just he did a graph and he's like, look, did you see it goes down here? Just fucking read that. Something like
because,
that.
Oh, he made a graph. Oh, crisis averted.
That's right.
Economic modeling's never been wrong before.
No, it's just, it's really, I mean, basically what it is that, so there's two scenarios, right? So right now, in terms of population growth, Africa is the place that we're looking at.
Yeah.
Africa, in fact, you know, I was actually reading about this too. Do you know what's going to be, Miss Love, what do you think is going to be, according to estimates, the most commonly spoken language in the next 50 years?
Spanish.
What do you think, Jordan?
Don't say Congolese. There's no way. Go on.
I wasn't going to say Congolese anyway. I was going to say whatever they speak in New Caledonia. French. That was it.
Yeah, that is. Or that's France. True. But that's it. French.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, I had the same reaction. I was like, what the fuck? But this will make sense.
Okay.
Because the French colonized Africa a lot, and this is where most of the population growth is. So most of the people in these areas, the second language speak French.
Oh, I'm so dumb. It's basically guy from Lithgow, Jacques. Yeah, he's like, je m'appelle. Yeah, yeah, he's French.
So like him. So he's going to be,
in
a few years, most of the people in the world.
Damn.
Yeah.
So this is the population guy. Why he's saying it's 11 billion? He's saying there's two possibilities. One possibility is that Africa, like East Asia, becomes rich, right? In which case, in almost every instance where that's happened, including East Asia, the population levels drop. Because with education levels and affluence comes family planning. So they used to say the same thing about China.
Yeah.
But China got rich. And hence their population levels went down. And so he was saying, so that's one possibility, right? That's why population growth is not going to skyrocket. The second thing is they don't, and they stay poor. In which case, the infant mortality rate is going to be so high that it's never going to go beyond the level. So that's a depressing thought, but it's because like they'll die. And most of the time, farming areas that where farming families that have 11 kids usually have 11 kids because of infant mortality.
Yeah.
So women usually have more kids because that's you why need workers.
That's why India's like crazy population.
Right? And also because infant mortality rate is so high
they have heaps,
that you have
families.
Five or six kids and eventually three will survive, right?
Yeah.
So population growth, and plus even if the population growth was dramatically higher than that, we won't run out of atoms. So don't worry about that one.
Okay. Such a weird thing to say.
Such a good turnaround.
I've never heard someone be concerned about running out of atoms.
Yeah. Like Jordan is like, what if we run out of atoms?
Aren't there atoms everywhere?
Yeah, they're everywhere. We're atoms.
Man, we're just really high particle. Jumping from futuristic level of thinking to futuristic level of thinking. What was Miss Love's just before?
Love Island.
That our hand is kind of like a dolphin's. That's right. Love Island.
Whale.
Yes.
Our hands same are just like whales.
Slightly
whale.
More futuristic than that, running out of atoms. Well, it's on par.
So, Miss Love's observation was, if I'm paraphrasing it, tell me if I'm wrong, our hands have the same level of bones as a whale's hands, hence we're chimps.
Yes, that's it. I don't know why that's
so
crazy.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Why?
First of all, whales don't have bones. They've got fins.
There's bones inside the fins.
Secondly, our hands don't look anything like a whale's. Whale doesn't have hands. And thirdly,
they have bones.
Even if our hands were identical to a whale, why are we chimps? We're whales then.
No, yeah, it's evolutionary. We came from fucking...
Did we come from whales?
No, we came from little rats sucking fucking... roots fucking, you know, prehistorically.
Yeah, I get
believe
that,
it
but
or not.
Relate that to a whale's hands and our hand.
Okay.
How much more entertaining is Miss Love than Richard Dawkins?
The whale and the little shrew sucking the shit from the fucking, you know, prehistoric. And the chip, it's all
shit.
Evolutionary.
Sucking
I
want to
do this. Shut up.
So a whale is connected. All life stemmed from...
whales.
Fucking, yeah, blowfish that walked onto the land, which turned into fucking mammals or whatever happened.
Okay, so the beginning of Dilbert.
So right. Whales and chimps are both living beings that have a genetic connection.
Yeah, but so is everything. Everything is like every organism that biological organism
but,
is a human.
Yeah, why? Okay, we still don't. Look, what we don't understand, Miss Love, is the missing link that you've offered us. Yeah. They've been looking for the missing link for the last. Ever since the theory of evolution came place. How did it come from monkey to human being, right? And you're just saying that it went from Ramapithecus, Australopithecus, whale,
than like Homo erectus Neanderthal human.
No, he's saying
we were Homo erectus whale then Homo sapiens.
No, I'm not saying
okay,
that.
Okay, now it makes sense. All right,
I'm saying humans.
Finally,
have
you're
the
talking
same.
Sense, Mislav.
If you look at a whale's like the bones or whatever in a whale's and a bat's fucking wing as well. It's like the same amount of bones as a human hand. If you look at a bat's wing or a whale's whatever the fuck, and a
Wait,
human
so
hand's
hence
the same
we're
amount.
Chimps.
No,
yeah, I don't get that part.
No, well, I'm saying that like I'm saying that isn't it curious?
We have to hit the pot on that. That's the end. Give us money. Come on, as if we don't deserve it.
This man,
see you next week.
Yeah, we need to buy him a book as well. All right, see you guys.
That was amazing.